My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I give thanks to my God in heaven for the faith which has been given to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Do you struggle to follow the call of Jesus? Might be an odd question to ask in this assembly, but a question nonetheless that I think you should answer. Do you struggle to follow the call of Jesus to love thy neighbor as thyself? To live the post-baptismal life of service, of mercy, and of care to all of God's people, whether inside the church or outside the church? If you answer yes, then you're just as normal as the rest of us. You're just as normal as every child of God who, being touched by the Holy Spirit, struggles day in and day out, warring against Satan, warring against temptation, whether faculty, student, staff, or community member. Satan sees the servants of the church, and he places us in the crosshairs like a sniper in the military of his army, going after us to get us to move away from that message of the gospel, getting us to fall prey to temptation. We're not like the apostles who, as the text reminds us, immediately left all things, father, vocation, to follow Jesus. Satan puts us in the crosshairs so that we would be under constant assault, constant threat, constant temptation. Now, I don't know if you paid attention to the epistle lesson, but I can tell you this, that as a student here, I felt there were times when the campus was much like the text for today. I follow Scare, I follow Rast, I follow Geshen. But is Christ divided? That's what the text asks us. And the reality is, no, he's not. All of the message of the gospel points to that one, that Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who shields us against the satanic attack, the one who gives us the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet and the shield. They all point to the Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who took away the sin of the world. You know, as Jesus came and spoke here in the text, he proclaimed the great news of repentance, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And we all know that that kingdom was him. He is the light of the world, a light that no darkness can overcome. And those of us who serve, those of us who are preparing to serve, and those who are serving on the side with the servants of the church, I tell you the truth, Satan is after you. And if you're honest with yourself, you acknowledge the fact that you fall short. You know, as a student, you look up to your professors. As a parishioner, you look up to your pastor. And the reality is, we all fall short. We all need the love and mercy of God, the true forgiveness that is only won by the shedding of blood on the cross, that is only won by the Son of God. You know, it's wonderful to be able to return to the place where you learn and to be able to give back to God in your service. But I tell you the truth, and this might not sit well with some of you, but the real work is in the trenches. The real work is there at the bedside of dying people. The real work is there in your office when you receive the sinner who comes and confesses their sin and you pronounce absolution. The real work is at the pain of loss of a child, pain at the loss of finding one of your loved ones. The real work is being able to share that mercy of God. As Satan would put you in the crosshairs, Jesus stands in the way. Jesus stands to lift you up. You know, a great example of the Old Testament, which I love dearly, is Moses. When his arms started to fall and the army started to lose, his brother and the others held him up. The brotherhood of the servants of God held him up. We are in a brotherhood of believers, one who strengthens each other. As Paul, Peter, all the apostles served under God, they too were put under a microscope and at the crosshairs of Satan. I won't go through them all, you know them. Judas, the temptation. Peter, the confession. It goes on and on. But be assured that the light of the world, the light that no darkness can overcome, is with you. He's with you now. And he'll be with you always to the very end of the age. He will forgive you your sins by the shedding of his blood. He will restore you to be able to go back out into the world, to be able to go back out into the kingdom of God, and to serve him with joy and with thankfulness. This is the good news, my friends. This is the joy that we, the servants of God, get to proclaim, but it's also the good news that we get to hear. Be refreshed by these words. Be refreshed by the body and blood provided for you today by the sacrifice of Jesus. And know this, that God will give you another opportunity to go and to serve and love thy neighbor as thyself, to care for those in need, and to show the compassion of Christ at all times. And together as his people, in joyful thanksgiving, we all say together, Amen. May God the Father, who gives us the great gift of his Son, may God the Son, who gives us the great gift of his life and death, and may God the Holy Spirit, who continues to bless, guide, lead, and strengthen you now and forever, be with you. Amen.